With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Officially, it's not a done deal, but the Senate late Sunday night and early Monday morning taking the first step to end the government shutdown. In a procedural vote of 60 to 40, lawmakers moved toward giving the green light to compromise legislation to fund Uncle Sam and hold a vote by mid-December on extending expiring health care tax credits. Final passage could vary in several days if Democrats object and delay the process. Another ugly weekend in Ukraine.
Ukrainian authorities say a Russian drone slammed into an apartment building in Dnipro, where many inside were sleeping, killing at least four people and wounding 12 others, including children. Russia fired more than 400 drones, including ballistic missiles, of which Ukraine intercepted a majority, but still 25 locations were struck. In response, Ukrainian strikes have disrupted power to some Russian cities near the border, according to Russian officials. The two countries continue to trade assaults on energy targets, while U.S.-led diplomatic efforts to end the war are not advancing. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Well, the head of the BBC is stepping down. That follows very sharp criticism of the broadcaster's editing of a speech by President Trump. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has the latest on this story.
The BBC said that Director General Tim Davie and head of news Deborah Turnus both announced their resignations on Sunday. Britain's public broadcaster has been criticized for editing a speech that then-President Trump made in January 6, 2021, before protesters attacked the Capitol in Washington. Critics said that the way the speech was edited for a BBC documentary was misleading and cut out a section where Mr. Trump said that he wanted supporters to demonstrate peacefully. Bernie Bennett reporting.
This is SRN News. Ongoing warning about sports gambling.
Betting on games has exploded in this country over the past 5 years, and college-age men are doing more of it than anybody else. Josh Hollinger, a professor of economics at Dort University, a Christian school in Iowa, is concerned. He tells the Gospel Coalition, quote, "I get the sense that it's quite common, even amongst Christian college students. When something is legalized and then is normalized by your peers, it feels safer to take part in." Michael Harrington reporting.
A Japanese church in Salt Lake City, Utah, uncovering a century-old snapshot of a once vibrant neighborhood now mostly gone. Elders at the 101-year-old Japanese Church of Christ, one of two remaining buildings in what used to be called Japantown, opening a time capsule that had been hidden in a wall of the church when it was first constructed in 1924. This is SRN News. Well, California's new congressional map, approved by the voters, aims to help Democrats gain seats in the 2026 midterms. However, an independent analysis finds the Republicans are still ahead in the redistricting battle, with potential gains in Texas, Missouri, North Carolina, Ohio. Here's Ohio, or make that Oklahoma, Senator James Lankford.
There is this perception you redistrict and you change it around, and suddenly you'll have a Republican or a Democrat state. I remember in 2010, there was no redistricting, but Republicans won 63 seats away from Democrats. So all the folks that declare that's a Democrat seat or a Republican seat, the fact that the voters have the final decision.
California health officials say tests show that ByHeart baby formula linked to botulism outbreak contained the type of bacteria that produces the toxin, sickening at least 13 infants so far. More details, srnnews.com.